Hare Krishna.
So we welcome all the devotees for today's special morning Bhagavatam class. And we are very happy that we have with us His Holiness Haldar Swami Maharaj. A brief introduction about Maharaj. Haldar Maharaj was born and brought up in Odisha. He came in touch with devotees of ISKCON Bhubaneswar in the year 1992. And then got initiated in 1993 from His Holiness Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj. Haldar Maharaj is one of the foremost disciples of Maharaj. After joining full time, Maharaj has rendered many services, especially in traveling Sankirtan party in the initial days. Then he also was the head pujari of the Bhubaneswar Shri Krishna Balaram temple. And then on the instruction of His spiritual master Gaur Govind Maharaj, Haldar Maharaj tried to preach the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam in Odia language, especially through various programs like Nama Hatta and other programs. After the disappearance of his Guru Maharaj in 1996, then he took this order of his Guru Maharaj to preach as his life and soul, and since then he is preaching in, especially in Odia language, and he is very well known for his Bhagavat Kathas and seminars, which he conducts for 3 days, 5 days or 7 days. He is one of the very, very famous Odia Bhagavat Kathakar in today's world. He was awarded the sannyas in the year 2016 from His Holiness Radha Govind Swami Maharaj, that was at Bhubaneswar. Currently, Maharaj organizes seminars across the globe in various languages, including English and Hindi, of course in Odia also, and he also gets invitation to many countries for his Nectarian Harikatha. He has traveled to Europe, to Australia, Indonesia and various other countries for preaching. In the last 25 years of Maharaj's devotional life, Maharaj is well known for leading a very simple life, austere life, and advocates highly on the seva of Sri Guru and Sri Vaishnavas, and through this is inspiring many devotees in ISKCON towards simplicity. So we are all here to very heartily welcome His Holiness Haldar Swami Maharaj to ISKCON Chopadi Temple. We'll welcome Maharaj by 3 times traditionally loudly chanting Hari Bol. A short important thing is that today Maharaj is going to be here, and tomorrow also Maharaj is here. So today's morning Bhagavatam class, as well as tomorrow's morning Bhagavatam class, will be given to Maharaj. And especially in the evening, today and tomorrow, there will be a special 2 day. Maharaj gives 3 days, so we have only 2 days of Maharaj with us. Then he's going to Pune from here. So 2 day Bhagavat Katha in the evening also. So those devotees who are interested can contact the base office for enrolling in the base class also. And for Brahmacharis, we are also Maharaj giving Brahmachari class today and tomorrow. Thank you, Maharaj, for coming.
Hare Krishna. जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जाना बल्लवा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जाना बल्लवा जय गोपी जाना बल्लवा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जाना यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन यमुना तीर बनचारी यमुना तीर जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Srila Prabhupada Prabhupada Nitai Gaura Haribol 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 Gaura Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sri Sri Gaur Nityanand Prabhu ki jai, Radha Gopinath Ji ki jai, Sambit Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakirun Millitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namam Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Kadamaiham Dadanti Sopadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Siyuta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavasyam Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatha Nityam Tvam Sajivam Sadvitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padanu Sahagana Lalitam Sri Visakha Nityam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyaivacham Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo 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 Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो चैप्टर 11 टेक्स्ट 14। समार्जित महामार्ग रथ्यापणक चत्वारम् सिकिता गंधजलो रूपता जलैरु फल पुष्पाख्यतांकुरे। समार्जित महामार्ग रथ्यापणक चत्वारम् सिकितं गंधजलैरुप्ता फलपुष्पाख्यतांकुरे। समार्जितम थ्रूली क्लींस्ड महामार्ग हाईवे रथ्या लेन्स एंड सबवेज आपणंक शॉपिंग मार्केट प्लेसेस चत्वारम पब्लिक मीटिंग प्लेसेस सिक्तम मॉइस्टेंड विथ गंधजली सेंटेड वाटर उक्तम वाज ट्रेन विथ फलह फ्रूट्स पुष्प फ्लावर्स असक्त अनब्रोकन अंकुरे सीड्स। ट्रांसलेशन, माय प्रोनाउंसिएशन इज नॉट गुड बिकॉज आई एम नॉट एक्सपर्ट इन इंग्लिश बिकॉज डिवोटीज आर रिक्वेस्टिंग। I am not also an educated person, so please excuse me. All of you know English very well. So only by reading Srila Prabhupada books and by the blessings of Guru and Gauranga, by the blessings of devotees, sometimes I used to speak in English. But my English is not good. Usually I am always speaking in Oriya. And sometimes devotees are invited me to Hindi zones. So even I don't have so much qualification. Still, by the blessings of devotees, I used to speak English and Hindi. Therefore, my pronunciation is not good. Translation. The highways, sub-highways, lanes, markets, and the public meetings places, we are all thoroughly cleansed and then moistened with the scented water. And to welcome the Lord's, welcome the Lord, fruits, flowers, and unbroken seeds were strewn everywhere. Purport by Sri Vanga Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj. Scented waters prepared by the distilling flowers like rose and what is that? Kevra. Okay. Kevra were requisite. What should be its pronunciation? Okay. To wet the roads, streets and lanes and Dwarka Dham. Such places along with the marketplace and the public meeting places were thoroughly cleansed. From the above descriptions, it's appeared that the city of Dwarka was considerably big, containing many highways, streets and public meeting places with parks, gardens and reservoirs of waters, all very nicely decorated with flower and fruits. And to welcome the Lord, such flowers and fruits are unbroken seeds of grains were also strewn over the public places. Unbroken seeds of grains or fruits in the seedling stage were considering the auspicious, and they are still so used by the Hindus in general on public, on festival days. समर्जित महामार्गे रथ्यापण चतर सिकता गंधर जलई रूपता फल फल पुष्पाख्यतांकुरी बाय द मर्सी ऑफ श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग एंड बाय द मर्सी ऑफ श्री प्रभुपाद बाय द मर्सी ऑफ प्रीवियस आचार्यस सो वी हैव चांस टू हियर समथिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम एंड दिस टॉपिक वी आर डिस्कसिंग आफ्टर a long time they're waiting, all Dwarakavasis, they're waiting when Krishna will come. And Krishna there, he engages with Pandavas. The Lord, he like devotees, although Dwarakavasis are also devotees, Pandavas are also devotees, but most of the time we can see Krishna is always used to go to Pandavas. Why? Dwarakavasis, they are so dear. Vasudeva is there, Devaki is there, queens are there, Uddhava is there. Because Pandavas, they're always in danger. They're always depending on Krishna. They're always depending on Krishna. This is the secret. Therefore, although Krishna is equal to everyone, he like everyone, it does not mean Krishna is partial. Krishna is not partial. But sometimes it looks like partial. Krishna is not partial, he is impartial. He is showering mercy to everyone. But this is nature of Krishna, we can say this is nature of devotion, devotee and Lord. If someone depend on devotee, someone depend on Lord, someone depend on devotion, then he get more mercy. This is the secret. Like we are chanting, we are serving, we are praying, but actually how much we are depending on these items? How much we are depending on holy name? We are chanting, but how much we are depending? That is important. Holy name is independent, and also holy name is impartial. Everyone is chanting. You must ask question. We may discuss these things, but just focus on that point. Why Krishna left Dwarakavasis? Most of the time, you can find in Srimad Bhagavatam, even Krishna have desire to go to Hastinapur. He want association of Pandavas. Why? Because Pandavas are dependent souls. They are always depending on Krishna. They are always depending on Krishna. Those are devotees. For them, this is the most important factor. How much they are depending on Lord. How much they are depending on holy name. How much they are depending on deities. How much they are depending on Srimad Bhagavatam. Because we are depending to achieve mercy. In Karma Kanda, they are depending. Like, you know, pujaris. Some Shiv temple, you go to Shiv temple, you go to Durga temple, even you go to Krishna temple. So many Brahmins are there, they are used to worship. They are also worshipping. But they are not depending on Krishna. You understand? Their mood is separate from Krishna. They have idea, okay, I'm just reciting these mantras, I am following these procedures, then I will achieve the result. They don't know, even the mantras, whatever they are using to achieve something from Lord, but Lord is independent. Lord is independent. No one can control Lord. No one has power to control Lord. But Krishna like this thing. Lord like this thing. This is Krishna's, you know, this is natural tendency. Even we are human being. You are a human being. Suppose I will give up everything. Now I will give up everything. I said, Prabhuji, I will stay with you. He said, no, this is not possible. I said, no, I cannot go anywhere. Whether even I will die, I will stay with you. Then you refuse 100 times or 1,000 times. If I say no, I will stay with you, then what you will do? Anyhow, you have to protect me. You have to feed me. Even as a servant or as a master, whatever it may be, you have to give me some engagement because now I am depending on you. Even this is a nature of a conditioned soul. If someone becomes subordinate, immediately our mercy comes. Then why not Lord? Why not Krishna? Why we are become so hopeless? Because we are depending on our intelligence. We are depending on our strength. We are depending on our, intellectual programs or intellectual, all these things. Therefore, it is very difficult to get mercy from Krishna. But when dependence comes, you have to give up everything. Then where it is proved in Bhaktivinoda Thakur? You have to know the Vaishnava songs. Vaishnava songs. Everything is there. The conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam, the conclusion of Chaitanya Charitamrita is there. Pandavas, they are not trying anything. They are depending on, like a small child. Even he know where is bathroom. He can go to bathroom without mom. What he is calling? Or she, small child is calling. Mom, I want to go to bathroom. She used to go to bathroom. She know where is bathroom. But this nature attracts mom. This nature attracts mom. We are cultivating Krishna consciousness, but we have to develop this dependence nature. If you depend on Krishna, Krishna is bound to come towards you. This dependence nature is very important. Like Prahlad, like Pandavas. You can see the pure devotees, they are always depending on Lord. This should be our nature. We have to abide our mood like that. Whatever qualification we have, that is good. You are educated person, you are uneducated, whatever qualification you may be. But use your qualification to make it, to make it more polished, make it more sublime. Just by dependence. More you depend, more you get reciprocation from Lord. We are worshipping. We are praying, we are chanting, we are offering, we are preaching, but reciprocation is not coming. Therefore, we feel unhappy. If I will talk with you, then you can talk with me. That is reciprocation. So we are praying for years and years. We are serving years and years. But why not super soul is reciprocating with us? You understand? So when we are not getting any reciprocation, we feel like, sometimes devotees feel, we are the most unhappiness persons in this world. Sometimes devotees are saying, I am just losing everything, I don't have anything. Why this feeling is coming? Because super soul is not reciprocating with us. Because we don't have any material test. We don't have any material life. Only we have a spiritual life. But spiritual life depends on this dependence. Pandavas are very dependent. Therefore, Lord have a special desire. Even give up father, mother, friends like Uddhav and queens. You don't think Krishna wants to come to Dwarka? No. You don't have a special desire to come to Dwarka. So when Kunti said, no, you have to stay more days. Yes. You know, even when in Orissa this tradition is there, I don't know about your country. In Orissa, there is tradition is there. If you go to your relative's house, actually, if you have desire to stay, then you say, I want to go. Actually, you want to stay. Then you will arrive there and immediately say, no, I am so busy, I have to go. Then they will say, no, you stay. Because you know, if I will say, I will go, then they will forcefully say, no, you should stay. Krishna, he was acting like that. Krishna don't have desire, even after such a great fighting, this after Kurukshetra, still Krishna have a desire. No, I want to stay with Pandavas. Everyone, anyone depend on you, you see, your nature is want to protect him, help him.
we are conditioned souls. We don't have anything. Still, this is nature of soul. This is nature of soul. Anyone depend? Immediately, even if we don't have, you know, sometimes people are promising. This is false promise, maybe. You don't worry, I am here. But how many days he is there, no one knows. But he said, don't worry, I am here. I will help you. He is helpless. But he said, no, I will help you. And sometimes, you know, he is using this word. I am promising. What is the value of your promise? Next moment you may die. But still this is nature because he is depending. We are saying, oh, I am promising, I will help you. If this is the nature of his conditioned soul, just imagine the nature of Supreme Personality of God. This is nature of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. How much we are depending on? That was Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. Nija bala chesta prati bharosa chadiyam. Tomara ichhae ache nirbhar kariyam. I just give up my own idea, own intelligence. Whatever I have, I give up everything. Nija bala, my mental power, my bodily power, whatever I have, I give up everything. And chesta, chesta means my, how can I say, I'm trying to do something. The nature to do something. I just give up. I don't want to do anything. Simply I'm depending on you. What is your desire? What is your plan and project? Because in material life, okay, according to your karma, sometimes you are making some plan, it may be suitable for you. Actually, nothing is happening according to your desire. You may say something about Tata, Billa, Dalmia and all these rich persons. They are not doing anything. According to their past karma, they are doing something, it is matching, therefore they are getting success in material life. They are not doer. No. And materially, sometimes we are preparing some plans. According to karma, it matches. But we are taking the credit. Oh, so I got success. But spiritually, that is not possible. Spiritual field is totally different. Totally different. Spiritual field, in spiritual field, totally we have to depend on Krishna. The dependence is very important in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Pandavas, although Pandavas we are in danger, there are so many devotees are also in danger. We are not in danger. We are in a problem. Everywhere. Material world means every step there is danger. Devotees are also in danger. But why not Krishna helping us? Why not Krishna reciprocating with us? We are not depending. And if someone is depending 30%, then protection comes 30%. You cannot say, Krishna is not protecting me, Krishna is not helping me, Krishna is not hearing anything. Devotee sometimes. Devotee used to blame always Krishna. Most of the, oh, Krishna is not helping. Devotee have, you know, whenever he used to not get any success, he will blame to Krishna, Guru and Vaishnavas. Oh, you are not giving any mercy. Krishna is not helping me. Krishna is not cruel. But Krishna wants to see you. How much dependence? How much percent you are depending on Krishna? If you are 30% depending, then protection comes 30%. If you are 50%, then 50%. Then how much we are depending on Krishna, that we have to judge ourselves. And how much we are depending on our sadhana, our strength, our intelligence, that we have to judge ourselves. That is important. We are performing sadhana, but depending on strength of mind or strength of mercy? No, mind. Always you are saying mind creating problem, mind is always mind. Don't try to make mind like more polished. Mind is always mind. This is material mind. Prabhupada said, this is material. No. So we are performing some sadhana. Okay. We want some mercy. Again, depend on mercy. Therefore, before chanting, we are praying to Guru. Before chanting, we are praying to Panchatattva. We want mercy. Why we are chanting? We want mercy. Sadhana is not our strength. Dependence is our strength. But what sadhana we can do in Kali Yuga? Mind is going here and there. Inside in our heart, so many nasty things. Jealousy, pride, arrogance, enviousness. So many things. After lost, greed. And actually, above all these things, our intention is not good. Our mood is not pure also. You understand my English is not good. Please, just help me. Our mood is not also pure. Krishna, I want to serve you. I don't want anything. If you purify our mood, at least Krishna can reciprocate something. Okay, this devotee is unqualified. He don't have strength. But actually his mood is good. We don't want to be strengthened. Huh? You can say, we don't want to be strengthened by our own quality or one strength. No. This is not our procedure. Therefore, Krishna is not reciprocating. You don't think Krishna is residing in our heart as supersoul. Like a devotee is serving deity. A devotee is serving his guru. A devotee is preaching. So why not Krishna will reciprocate with him? If his mood is pure. And second point, he is depending on Krishna. Two things is very important. How much you are depending on Krishna and what is your mood? What is your mood? You see how the Dwaraka Vasis, they are decorating, cleaning everything. Cleaning the highways, decorating their doors. Why? Service for the pleasure of Krishna. Service means for others' pleasure. The word service, service means not karma. When people are helping to others, even the prime minister, you know, they are saying, oh, I am serving the nation, I am serving the public. When the word service came, it's for others. But when we are serving Krishna, this is for Krishna, we want something. Therefore, this is not pure service. Therefore, Krishna is not reciprocating. Service means three things. In Vaishnavism, three things are there. This is coordinated with bhakti. Sevya, sevaka, and seva. Sevya means to whom we want to serve Krishna. Krishna is sevya. We don't want to serve our father, especially those are brahmacharis, or sannyasis, whoever may be. You know, when our Gurudev was there, he said, no, your duty is to serve Krishna. Many times you have father, mother, wife, children, country, everything. We came to Vaishnavism, we came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's path. Maybe it is, we cannot preach in public like that, but this is fact. You may serve anyone, but you cannot please anyone. You can't please anyone. Neither you can get some happiness. Try your best. Our Gurudev used to say like that. It's very straightforward. Our Gurudev used whole life you want to please your wife, he said. You just give whole life to please your wife. You cannot please. And how much your effort you are doing to please your wife, just the minimum percent you do for Krishna, Krishna will be pleased. Our Gurudev like that. Gurudev said like that. Krishna will be pleased. Minimum percentage. If you try. But before pleasing Krishna, you have to abide the mood. What is service? And to whom I have to serve? And what is my position? The white Dwarakavasi is, you see, you decorated with many flowers. So using, you know, in petrol pumps, you know, in Indian petrol pumps, in HP or whatever, Indian flags, many flags. You know, they're decorating their petrol pumps. In a hotel, you know, 5-star hotels, they're using also flags. They're decorating their doors. They're proud for their hotel. They're proud for their companies. A devotee should develop this mood. For whom he is doing service? We are not doing. You know, sometimes, oh, he is not doing. Why? I will do. But for whom you are doing the service? First you have to know. Krishna is Savior. I have to serve Krishna in any condition. Like, we are coming to Krishna consciousness. I am not coming for you. You are not coming for me. Everyone comes for Prabhupada. By Prabhupada's teaching, we come to Krishna consciousness. We come to Krishna consciousness for Krishna, to serve Krishna. Why we will see others, what they are doing? Oh, he is doing like that, he is doing like that. That means we don't have service mood. We don't have service mood. So, sevya, sevaka and seva. Three things we have to understand. This is very, you know, this is basic teachings of Vaishnavism. Bhakti Mataguru, what Bhakti Mataguru said? Bhakti Mataguru said, why we are struggling in devotional life? What is really struggling in devotional life? When you don't understand the three points, then you will struggle. Because you don't know what is your position. You don't know Krishna's position and you don't know your duty. Your position, you are a servant. We are saying we are devotee. People are saying, oh, you are devotee. But Guru is saying, Das. Guru is saying, Das. People are saying, oh, he is Krishna's devotee. But we are Das, servant. Jiva Krishna Das, E Vishwas, Kariletar Dukkhanai, Radha Krishna, Bol Bol, Volare Savai. Sometimes we are forgetting our position. We are thinking, I am devotee. Oh, this is very dangerous for us. We are a devotee, but our mood, we are a devotee, Krishna's devotee, but our mood? No, sir, not sir, direct servant of Krishna. This is also a dangerous position. Servant of servant. We are servant, but we are not, you know, servant have some independent. Servant have some independent, like those are working in office, those are working in, I'm going to say, and companies, they are servant. They are Maya servant. But still, even you are Maya servant, you have some independent. From 10 to 5 or 10 to 6, then you are independent. But in Krishna Bhakti, when you come to Krishna consciousness, we are such a variety of servant, we don't have independent. We don't have independent. You cannot say, oh, 6 hour service, then I am independent. No, this is not a company. Don't think. No, this will not help you. Oh, I am a devotee, I have to serve only 6 hour. Then I am free. No, you are not free. Every moment, you have to engage for Guru Krishna's pleasure. You don't have independent. That is training. Once you enter to Krishna consciousness, now Guru will train you. This is Guru's business. Oh, we are discussing something in Delhi. Krishna will not interfere in your independence. Therefore, Krishna said to Guru, you just go. I cannot do these things. I cannot do these things. This is not my job. Oh, I will dance. I will play with the gopis. They are very dangerous guys, the human. Very dangerous. Dangerous animal. I don't want to dance with them. You just go. Krishna empowered. Krishna Sakhis, Manjaris, they came to this material world. They are empowered souls. Therefore, they have power to interfere with your independence. You understand? When you are going to a restaurant, or you want to buy something, you want to buy a car, Krishna is not saying, don't buy this car. Krishna don't want to interfere with anything. But this is the mercy of Guru. This is the mercy of Krishna. Krishna sent his pure devotees. Because a conditioned soul is suffering by misusing his independent. You understand? More you misuse your independent, more you act your independent, independently, or whimsically, you will suffer. This is the training of Krishna consciousness. This is the training, basic training of Krishna consciousness. So surrender, we are saying, oh, I am surrender. But what is surrender? Is not easy process. You understand? Surrender means when you cannot restrain your surrender, then this is real surrender. Once you surrender, you cannot restrain. Surrender means finish. You don't have right to say anything. You understand? This is good, this is bad, I cannot do this thing. No, this is not surrender. If you have independent mentality, then don't come to Guru. No. You cannot judge, oh, this is good, this is bad. Why I will do this? Why you cannot ask? Before initiation, like Prabhupada said, before initiation, whatever question you have, you may ask. But once you surrender, you don't have right now. You know, in Prabhupada's Lila Amrut, when Prabhupada gives first initiation, before Prabhupada asking, devotees are asking so many questions. But when Prabhupada giving initiation, first batch, he's giving initiation, he said, no meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling. Then someone is arranging. Prabhupada said, no, now finished. Now he cannot say why. Now finished. Because he's raising his head to ask why I have to follow. Prabhupada said, no. Now finished. Now it is finished. This is Krishna consciousness. So we are sevak, we are servant. Servant means we don't have independence. Even, you know, so many servants in our temple, in office, they have independence? No? Just push your button, calling button, you'll come. Calling bell. Clean this one. Yes, sir. Everywhere we are saying, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But when we come to Krishna consciousness, different. This is Maya's trick. You don't think Maya is not with us. Maya is not playing trick with us. No, Maya is also playing trick with us. And it is her big trick. You know? He's capturing. He's capturing our intelligence, our mind. She's capturing us by giving us intelligence. You should be independent. This is Vaishnava's fault. This is Guru's fault. This is institution's fault. This is Parampara's fault. This is Bhagavatam's fault. Lastly, she will say, this is Krishna's fault. I don't think we are free from Maya. You know, this is Maya's trick. This is Maya's trick. She will always help you to develop your independence. This is fact. No one is independent. You understand? No one is independent. Who is independent? Anyone is independent? No one is independent. But thinking I am independent. Thinking I am independent. Therefore, we are not servant. You understand? We don't have a proper qualification, we can say. We are not servant. Servant means he was always waiting the order of master. Always waiting. We are like that. We are always waiting. What order will come from Guru? Or you want some service, you know? When servant wants some service, then what you have to do? You have to ask his master. Sir, I can do this thing. I can clean this one. I can clean this bathroom. This service mode. Here we can discuss in Dwarkavasis. Why? After long separation, they are preparing a festival. Service is a festival. You understand? Service is not a burden. No, this mentality is, you know, finish. You will finish. Very crazy mentality. I used to, my word is not so good in English, but this is frank. Straightly I am saying, if someone is thinking service is a burden, or this is a big burden, this is crazy mentality. No, service is life. This is our nature to serve. This is festival. Service is festival. He is a real devotee. If you feel something, always, you know, like, how can I say, enthusiastic mood and service. In ISKCON, you know, in ISKCON, every day looks like festival. A Guru Puja, Dasanarati, preparing garland, preparing bhoga, arati, kirtan. If someone is very fortunate, feel himself inside the heart. By the inspiration of super soul, oh, this is a festival. We don't feel like that. But when public people come,
people, this is festival.
You know, most of the time people are coming, they are looking to our devotees, they are looking towards Lord. You see, when public are coming, most of the time they are looking towards the devotees. How they are dancing, how they are chanting. They are thinking, oh, they are the most, how can you say, fortunate person in this three world. They are most happiest persons. But we are thinking, we are losing everything. Devotee think, oh, I am losing everything. I am in the temple. Why devotee think like that? Because he is not using his independence. He wants to use his independence. But here no chance is there. Here no chance. Because you are now under strict discipline of Guru. Guru means you will control your independence. This is Guru's business. Why Guru is controlling your independence? Not for his benefit. For your benefit. A small child, if he says, no, I want to become independent. He is independent means he is inviting danger. A small child is independent means he will create problem. Let better train him. You know monkey. Take example of monkey. You give any independence to monkey, then what he will do? He will create problem for you. Therefore, better trained monkeys. You know, once you train monkeys, then throw monkeys, you can earn money. You train him. So we are like that. We are like monkeys. It's monkey business. Where? Mind. Monkey business. Always thinking something, doing like that. Yeah, I will do like that. He's independent. He's always agitating our mind. Creating this monkey business. Monkey business, like our Gurudev used to say, he's jumping from one branch to another. You know, looks like I'm chanting Hare Krishna, but mind is like a monkey jumping from one branch to another. This is monkey business. Why? Jumping because independent. When there is no independent, already fixed. You know, like you have to go to 10, I have to go to office, finish. Your mind cannot jump. I will go to market, I will go to there, no. Now you have to go to office, fixed. This is called sevaka. First we have to understand our position. We are servant. Like I am a sannyasi, but I am a servant. I cannot say, I am guru. No, I am a servant, best servant. You understand? Once you become guru, then you have to serve your disciple. You have to serve the devotee. You have to serve the deity. You understand? Because they have no responsibilities. You understand? So many devotees joining ISKCON. They will stay some days. They may leave. Then what Gopinath will do? It is whose responsibility? Guru's. This is Guru's responsibilities. Guru is serving deity. You understand? Because Guru have responsibilities. Also devotee is serving deity. He don't have responsibilities. Today he is staying with some condition. Tomorrow if you say something, you will package his luggage. Next day, you cannot find in Mumbai. Finish. Then who is taking responsibilities? Now you can say, no. I am working day and night. In a restaurant, a servant is working day and night. But manager is just sitting in one place. But who is taking responsibilities? Manager. Tomorrow maybe, you know, the servant said, no, tomorrow, sir, I will not stay. I will not do job here. Finish. Responsibility is always over your head. If someone is taking responsibility, he is servant. Our Gurudev used to say, mercy, you don't think mercy is so easy. You understand? Someone think, I will chant, I will get mercy. I will go to Vrindavan, I will chant, I will. Mercy, you cannot achieve mercy like that. No. You see our previous acharyas. You see Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswamis. They have direct contact with Lord. They are manjaris. But they took some responsibilities for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore Krishna came. Those are taking some responsibilities for Guru. For Krishna. Especially for Guru. And Guru's mission, Acharya's mission, Parampara's mission. They will get mercy. This is Sabya Bhav. Therefore here like, why Dwarkavas is there serving? Why Sukadeva Goswami is just describing, you see, how they are decorating. Why they are... Sukadeva Goswami want to inject this mood. You see how they are they're developing this loving mood, service mood. Loving service mood. Our Gurudev said, service, you have to add always one thing with service. Otherwise, this is not service. Like in Karmi people, they're serving, but name, fame, prestige, adoration. Therefore, this is not service. Outwardly, it looks like service. But in our parampara, service means loving service. Love must be there. Unless we have love for love towards Guru, love towards parampara acharyas, how can we love Krishna? This is not possible. There are three things we have to always, thoroughly we have to understand these things. First, we are servant. And servant means my duty is to surrender. And always depend. You know, sometimes servant don't know how much payment I will get. You understand? Sometimes, even we are doing some, sometimes, you know, cement is coming. We saw some labor is working very hard. We are giving more 10 rupees extra. Labor don't know. He's thinking, oh, Maharaj maybe, or this Prabhuji maybe will give him only 50 rupees. But sometimes you are giving extra. Because you are judging, oh, he's working hard. We are servant. And we have to perform service. So servant means first depend. Dependence should be there. And second thing, always we have to, I'm going to say, no plan, no project. We are depending on Krishna. We are depending on Guru. And third thing, always attached with loving service. You know, a servant is serving to please master. You know, if master will please, he'll give you extra payment. This is service mode. But we don't want to do some extra. You understand? Everywhere extra, but except devotees community. Now everything is diminishing. I'm not criticizing anyone, but I'm judging myself. And I was judging. When we are joining, and like when Prabhupada's disciples, they join in Krishna consciousness, they're doing everything. They're going to market, they're going to everywhere. They're cleaning bathroom. Now who is cleaning bathroom? Now sweepers are there. Cookers are there. Everyone is cleaning pot. Even devotees are chanting Mahaprasada Govinda. Even when we're taking prasadam, we don't have to chant. We only have to repeat. Standard is decreasing. Everywhere. Karmi side, you see everywhere. We don't have spirit to serve Guru and Krishna. Therefore, we are not getting real benefit. Which point I'm just missing? I want to say one thing. Just before I was. Yes. We don't have faith. Because we are losing the service mode. And we are not allowing Guru and Krishna to interfere with our independence. Although looks like we are initiated. We are not initiated. Dikhya kale shishya kare. Everyone knows Atma Samarpana. So when we are independent, then how we are a disciple? And when we are not a disciple, how we become a devotee? When you are not a disciple, how can you say you are a devotee? No, you can ever not a devotee. You are chanting 30 year, 40 year, 50 year. You may be chanting 30 year, 50 year, 50 year. People want to say, oh, he's a senior devotee. Okay, you are a senior devotee. This is good. But here is problem. You are not a devotee. Why? You are not a disciple. Who is not a disciple? How you become a devotee? And when we become a disciple? When we are allowing Guru. This is in Augusta Sangita, many, many places. When a disciple allowing his Guru to inflict discipline. Now Guru, you know, Guru developing fear to say something to disciple. Before a disciple are coming, saying to Guru, Gurudev, please make me discipline. Now Guru developing fear.
What to say to this? He is a conditioned soul. If you have to say something, he will give up. Again, he will go and he will eat stool.
We are so independent.
Therefore, we are not servant.
We are not allowing. You know, how to make discipline, how to make a disciple? Not only guru. Shastra is there. We have to allow Shastra. When we are studying Shastra, allowing Shastra. Bhagavat will discipline us. Oh, Bhagavat said like that. I am not thinking Krishna 24 hours. We have to allow Sadhu's word, Guru's word, Bhagavat's word to our heart. Please discipline me. Make me discipline. And actually, what is real discipline? This, give up this independent nature. Now, more we give up our independent nature, more we develop our service mode. More we develop our service mode. So that Krishna wants. Therefore, Dwarka was there decorating so nicely, everything. Pakka. Why service mood is not coming? Even we are serving, some condition is there. With condition we are serving. Then that means independence is acting. Therefore, this is not loving service. So we are in prime stage, like I'm gonna say, preliminary stage. So we have to pray and we have to understand all these tattvas. In any condition, we have to serve Guru. This is beginning things. You cannot say, no, I cannot do these things. I want this. You know, what right you have? You understand me? You want to become devotee? Huh? Then first you have to become disciple. And disciple means very dangerous position. Disciple means no independent. Then when you have no independent, then what rights you have to say something? No. Whatever Guru will say, in any condition, you have to do these things. This is your principle. If you like, then come and become a devotee. If you don't like, just go in your own way. Now you don't want to become, you want to, you said, no, I cannot stay under anyone's control. If you don't want to stay under a devotee's control, then you have to stay under Maya's control. Maya is ready. Our Gurudev used to say, okay. You are now staying in Sadhu's camp. Just go out. Just go out near the gate. Maya is standing with a nice garland. She's saying, come. Now you are independent. Come to my fold. Sadhu is inviting, come to my fold. But danger is there. If you come to Sadhu's fold, you have no independent. And she's saying, come to my fold. Where you have to go? You are thinking, if I go to Maya's fold, then independent. No independent. Happy lasses. Maya is kicking on your face. But we are so, you know, callous. We are not conscious. We don't know how people are suffering. How Maya is kicking on your face, you don't know? Your brahmacharis, you don't know. You don't know your brahmacharis. You don't know. Kicking on your face. Maya is doing a thankless job. Why people are coming? So many people are coming to ISKCON temple? Why? So many clubs are there. Why they are coming? Maya is giving happy lasses, happy kicks. You understand? But you are thinking, if I stay in Maya, then independent. I can go to hotel. I can... Wherever you go, Maya is ready. This is our mind adjustment. This is our craziness. Don't think anywhere independent is there. Nowhere independent. No, we are conditioned soul. Better, you understand? Why we stay under Maya's control? Better stay under Sadhu's control. Sadhu will interfere with your independence, but give you mercy, blessings, affection, pure affection. You know, pure affection only you can get from Sadhu, from Krishna. And Maya, Maya will give you independent. Okay, you want to go to hotel, just go. You want, but happy lashes, kick on your face. Later you can understand. Young age you cannot understand. Young age, passionate age. Little passionate age. Then, after a few years you will understand. Then you can say everywhere only darkness. everywhere. Sun is there, light is there. How can you say? This inverter is there. Generator is there, but you can say everywhere darkness. First, we have to understand we are servant. And when you feel that like that, like I was saying that point, now this come to my mind. People are coming to ISKCON, they are so happy. They are feeling, oh, in ISKCON, everyday festival, but we are staying here. We don't feel this is a festival. This festivity, huh? Festivity. My English is not good. Only I'm hearing, I'm speaking. Please excuse me. All you are educated devotees. Festivity. Feeling like that. This is in Dwarka, this mood is coming. And actually, devotional mood means this festival. Festivity. Always. Every day cooking. Every day preparing flower. Every day chanting Guru Puja. Every day singing. Every day hearing. Same. If this mood is coming, means now you are a devotee. Now you are a devotee. Okay. 9:15. Time, eh? Okay. Okay, tomorrow we'll discuss on this. Sebyo, Sevak, and Seva. What should be mood? This is our mood. No, I am speaking briefly. So what should be mood of a servant? Then how to serve? And what Krishna wants from us? Like we want Krishna service. You think Krishna don't want our service? What you are thinking? Krishna, Radharani, in Golok Vrindavan, so many servants are there. Expert servants are there. But still Krishna wants our service. Krishna, he is merciful. He wants to engage us. Proof is there. I can show you from Shastra. Krishna wants. But only thing wants. Let you should pure. And I am waiting when you'll come. Like mother, father, they're waiting. When my son become, give up his nuttiness, you know, his like childishness, and he'll come to me. Krishna is waiting. You don't think we're only preaching, only philosophy, no. Most of the devotees, they say idea, oh, only philosophy, this is not practical. Who said this is not practical? Who is saying this is not practical? You don't have experience. You don't have realization. You don't have service mood. Therefore, you are not thinking, oh, nothing is there. It is no, festivity is there. Every festival, you can feel like that. If you are a real servant, if you have love for Guru, if you have love for Acharyas, same service. You just every day cleaning, every day cooking, every day serving, but you feel everything newer. Which Krishna want our service. Krishna is waiting. This is not only where preaching, no. Respect. Therefore, he is empowering Acharyas. Just go. Go to this material world. Just open my sansar, my family. Our Gurudev used to use this word, Krishna sansar. This is Krishna sansar. You understand? This is Krishna's family. Such a busiest place. No place. Still, you see, devotee is coming. They are opening center for us. Don't stay in Maya sansar. Those are staying in Maya sansar, they don't have hope. Only for them, Guru is opening Krishna sansar. Allowing us, come here and serve. Gopinath is allowing us. Come, serve me. But our mood is different. We don't know what is service mood. Sabya, to whom we have to serve. And we are sevak. And seva. Three things. This is important in Vaishnavism. Okay. Now it is time. So if you have some question, please ask. Hare Krishna. My English is not good. Please excuse me. I cannot pronounce nicely. Okay. No question. And good. You have? You are from Pune? Oh, Kanpur. Okay. I saw you somewhere. Okay. No, you just ask. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, for the wonderful realizations straightly coming from your heart. Maharaj, just wanted to know how to inculcate this mood of dependency on Krishna in our moment to moment. Like, what should be our thought practically?
Practically, you see, Krishna in Krishna consciousness, everything practical. For I am not a pure devotee. But I am saying everything is practical in Krishna consciousness. Now we don't have faith there, we are saying, oh, what is practical? We cannot change Bhagavatam, we cannot change philosophy, we cannot change the procedure. Everything is practical. Like Prabhuji is saying, how can we depend on Krishna? Then just come to our side. Bhaktivinoda Thakur one song is there. Tumara ichhaya Prabhu, sab kaj hai, jiva bole ami kari, tai satya na. Everything is happening according to your desire. Nothing happening according to a conditioned soul's desire. Okay, I am saying one thing. When you are studying in university, you know you will become devotee? You know at that time you will join in ashram? Then by whose desire you came to Krishna consciousness? Devotees. Krishna's. Nothing is happening according to our desire. So whether I will progress or not, what will happen in the future? So nothing in our hand. This is one side. Let's just come to another side. Why I have to depend on Krishna? Okay, come to the conclusion of Karmakanda. In Karmakanda, according to Karmakanda, everything is fixed according to your past karma. Then what is your independence? Everything is fixed according to karma. According to Karmakanda, even according to our bhakti. Karmani nirdhanti kintu bhakti bhajam. Everything is fixed, already allotted to you according to your karma. So then what we can do? So if you depend on Krishna, and especially like you say, practical, what we can do? This is our, it should be our practical experience. You see, we are waking up in Mangalarati. We are staying with devotees. Always saying Hare Krishna. Chanting 16 round. Serving Guru, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, always in a devotional environment, but still where mind is going? Still why devotional mood is not coming? Then what is in our hand? Unless I depend on Krishna, what I can do? You see, I am practical doing everything. Especially the brahmacharis, we are brahmacharis. Sometimes, therefore, brahmacharis sometimes become upset. Oh, why it is not working? Why it is not practical? No, Baba. You may try everything, but nothing is in your hand. Nothing is in your hand. We have to depend. Yes, we are trying our best. In next verse, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said.
Tumi na karile jiva ki karite pare.
Jiva matra asa kare, tava ichha phale. What a condition soul can do? If you will not sanction, nothing will happen. So only a conditioned soul have a power to depend on you. Already Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. And also in the Bhagavad Gita, Anumanta, Upadrasta, this verse is there. I am the ultimate sanctioning authority. You are thinking this is only for karmi? If Krishna is the ultimate sanctioning authority, then we are trying our best. But still, we are unable to control our senses. We are unable to control our mind. We are unable to progress in Krishna. Then, we have to depend on Krishna. Whether you just maro virakho vijo ichha tomar. Whether you kill me or you protect me, it is up to you. Therefore, we are accepting Guru. Guru will train you surrenderness. Surrenderness means, in every step, we have to depend on him. This is practical life. Karma is there. From one side, karma is there. We don't have power to counteract it. And other side, we are trying our best for progressing or to achieve some result. This is not also happening. Then what? What is the third way? Surrender. And if you don't want to surrender to Krishna, then Maya said, come to me. Practically, we have to surrender.
Does it mean that whatever activities we do in Krishna consciousness, do it with a mood that I'm unqualified?
Yes.
I cannot do?
Yes.
I need your help.
I need your help, and who engages? If you always feel like that, I'm unqualified, then also sometimes pessimism will come. Yeah. This thing happening to devotees also. Because sometimes they're unable to understand the tattva. Okay, we are unqualified, but who engages? If a qualified person engages an unqualified person, then why we have fear? according to my desire, I am not coming to Krishna consciousness. Like, I am coming to Krishna consciousness according to my desire. Okay. This Krishna's arrangement is there. Okay, who engaged me in Krishna service? Guru. Guru's representative. I am unqualified. But a qualified person engaged me. So there is hope. There is hope. This is philosophy. This is not only preaching. We should not think this is only preaching. No. Everyone is unqualified. You know, our guru also thinking, I am unqualified. My Gurudev, like Prabhupada said, you just hear what Prabhupada is saying. What Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said. We are always carrying this mood. I am unqualified. But Gurudev, by blessings of Vaishnavas, by blessings of Guru, they give us this service opportunity. So it is up to them. This is our mood. And with this mood, we have to continue. Jai. So this mood, with this mood, we have to continue service. Then it is up to Krishna and Guru. You know, two things is not in our hand. Be sure. Even sometimes you want to give up Krishna consciousness. Okay, you may go. But your karma is there. You are not independent. Your karma, past karma is there. You don't think you give up Krishna consciousness, then you can achieve some results. No. No, this is mind adjustment. There is no other way. If you give up Krishna consciousness, it is very difficult, it is not practical, or I am unable to do it. Okay. But still your karma is there. According to your karma, you will get result. And here if you serve, still nothing is in our hand. We are trying our best. Only we have to depend. Yes, this is the one way. Hare Krishna. Okay. Your answer, you already got my answer. Okay. Thank you. Okay, now this is time. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Sambit Vaishnava Bhakta Vrunda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Pramanande. Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Please excuse me, my English is not good. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, for a nectarian class in English. It was amazing. I think so many of us have heard him speak in English today. Generally, we hear his classes in Hindi, which is also equally, actually more nectarian. So let us thank Maharaj for giving his powerful Bhagavatam class with a lot of tattva and wonderful connection with our practical Krishna consciousness. So let us thank Maharaj by three times loudly chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. We also want to thank all the devotees who have come here. We have many devotees from other ISKCON temples. From ISKCON Juhu, we have Hara Prabhu and all the devotees. From ISKCON Kanpur also, and other temples also. Thank you for joining today morning. So we have prasadam for all of you downstairs. Please do take breakfast prasadam. And a kind note again, today evening we will be having His Holiness Aladhar Maharaj's Bhagavatam Katha in Hindi downstairs. And there is no registration. We can directly come. 7 p.m., right? Huh? Temple Hall, so we have a class in Temple Hall because there are many devotees can sit here. 7 baje se sham ko 8:50 tak, right? Yahan par class hoga Maharaj ka Hindi mein. To kripa karke fir se aap log aaiye aur is class ka aap jo hai hardik labh uthaiye. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His Holiness Haladhar Swami Maharaj ki jai. His Divine Grace Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sambhed Bhakta Vrunda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Pramanande. Hare. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.